put a yes in my soul every day. Put a yes in my soul, Lord, I pray. Put a yes in my soul, oh Lord, as I walk this narrow way. Put a yes in my soul every day. Put a yes in my soul, Lord, I pray. Put a yes in my soul, oh Lord, as I walk this narrow way. Put a yes in my soul every day. Put a yes in my soul, Lord, I pray. Put a yes in my soul, oh Lord, as I walk this narrow way. Put a yes in my soul every day. Put a yes in my soul, Lord, I pray. Put a yes in my soul, oh Lord, as I walk this narrow way. Most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all of your many manifold blessings. We thank you for allowing us to see a brand new day. We thank you for another opportunity to put a yes in our souls on this day. For you have blessed us and kept us and sustained us and allowed us to see a brand new day, Lord. We can't help but to tell you yes. We can't help but to tell you thank you. We can't help but to give you glory, God, because you're worthy of the glory and you're worthy of the honor and you're worthy of the praise. Put a yes in my soul, Lord, this day, that I may say yes to your will and yes to your way. As we begin our first day of the work week, God, we need a yes, oh God, so that you can have your way in our lives, have your way on our jobs, have your way in our classrooms, have your way in our homes. Put a yes in our souls, we pray, God, so that your will might be done in our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I don't want to say not my will, but I want my will to line up with your will. I want my ways to line up with your ways. I want my thoughts to line up with your thoughts so that I will be in line with you, God, so that your will, God, will be the one that I follow after, that I seek after, that I chase after, that there be a hunger and a thirst in me, God, that cannot be quenched by temporary or unsatisfactory things, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I don't need any junk food, but I need the mighty word of God today. Lord, I don't need any snacks, oh Lord. I need steaks, oh God. I need something hearty. I need something that's going to keep me and sustain me and continue to help me to press on and march on. And the only thing that can satisfy that hunger, the only thing that can quench that thirst is you. You are an awesome God. You are a magnificent God. You are a God that's worthy of glory, worthy of honor, and worthy of the praise. So as we seek your face this morning, as we begin our 11th day of our 31 days of prayer, Lord, we're asking that you would put a yes in us today. Not my will, but let thine will be done in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, so that we'll count it all joy when we fall into diverse temptation, Lord, that we won't think it uncommon or unseemly, Lord, I think it not strange when trials, fiery trials come our way, Lord, because there's greater ahead for us in the name of Jesus. And the devil's goal, the devil's mission is to cause us to abort the promises and abort the great future that you have for each and every one of us. But if you put a yes in our souls, oh God, we'll put this flesh under subjection. If you put a yes in our souls, Lord, we'll cast the devil out of our minds. If you put a yes in our souls, we'll spread love and not spread hate, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Then we'll walk worthy, God. Then we'll be able to let our light shine. If we just put a yes in our souls, Lord, then we'll be able to live holy and acceptable lives. If we would just
allow you to put a yes in our souls. We'll love our brothers and our sisters, Lord. If we allow you to put a yes in our souls, Lord, we'll love unconditionally. We'll be willing to forgive, Lord. If we'll just allow you to put a yes in our souls every single day as we take this day-to-day journey, Lord, we ask that you put a yes in us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. To be an example, oh God, to follow after the example of Jesus Christ, our Lord, who declared, not my will, but let thine will be done. He asked you, Lord, to put a yes in his soul. And we submit to your will. We submit to your authority. We submit to your way right now in the name of Jesus. And we ask, God, that you would come no more and have your way. Shape us and mold us now. Lord, there's things that the enemy don't want us to accomplish today. But, Lord, if you walk with us and you talk with us and you shape us into be into the images, into the vessels that you need for us to be, then nothing will be able to separate us from your love. No weapon formed against us shall be able to prosper. Nothing that the enemy throws our way, God, will be able to stop us or hinder us, Lord, from accomplishing your plans and your purpose that you have for each and every one of our lives on this day. Thank you, oh God, for giving us everything that we need, for you have equipped us for victory today, because you have placed the greater one in us. Greater is in me. And since greater is in me, Lord, I don't have to worry about not being equipped with everything that I need to be great for you today. Eye has not seen what you have in store for me today. Ear has not heard what you have planned for me today. It has not even entered into my imagination the great things, the greater things that you have for me today. I'm not worried about tomorrow. I'm not worried about next week, Lord. My focus is on today. And if you lead and guide me today, Lord, that I will be able to walk worthy of your calling. Lord, I'll be able to let my light shine. Lord, I'll be the vessel that you need for me to be, Lord, that I may be a part of a great commission church, that I may be able to spread love and not spread hate, because you came into the world to save the world, not to condemn the world. So help us to spread the love, the gospel of Jesus Christ today. Help us to spread it in our actions and in our words, oh God, and in our thoughts, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Help us to spread, God, the gospel of Jesus Christ by letting our light shine in this dark and dreary world, God, that wherever we may be at, Lord, that we may let the world know that you still save, that you are a merciful God, that you are a grace-giving God, that you are a God of a second chance, Lord. That's what the world needs to know, God, that you will be, that you're willing to give them a second chance. In the mighty name of Jesus, yes, oh God, if they don't select you, if they don't choose you, Lord, they will be on their way to hell. But Lord, that's not the message that we need, that the world needs today. The world needs to know that you love them just as they are, and you are a God of a second chance. It does not matter if they've fallen short of your glory, because God, you had mercy upon me. And if you had mercy upon me, Lord, you're willing to have mercy or show mercy to each and every one that I come across that don't know you in the pardon of their sins, or that may be in a backslidden state. Lord, help us to spread love today in the mighty name of Jesus. And if you help us do that, Lord, then we'll be able to walk worthy. And if you help us do that, Lord, then we'll have the yes in our souls. We'll be obedient to your word. We'll be obedient to your promises. We'll walk in you, God, and walk according to your word and walk according to your promises. And as we do that, Lord, then we don't have to be fretful. We don't have to fear. We don't have to worry about anything in the mighty name of Jesus. We don't have to worry about the enemy coming up against us. We don't have to worry about the enemy besetting us. We don't have to worry about the enemy defeating us, because I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. That's my scripture for the day, God. Just today, Lord, I can do all things. Nothing shall be able to hinder me. Nothing shall be able to stop me. Nothing shall be able to cause me to allow things to be separated from you, or allow me to find myself separated from you. So bless us, Lord, today, as we come off the high of great services across the nation yesterday. God, we thank you for allowing your spirit to dwell with us and your spirit to abide with us. And so, Lord, we ask that your spirit continue to reign on us, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and to show himself mighty on our behalf and in our behalf. beings as well in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, help me to put flesh under subjection. Help me to, God, bind the spirit of wickedness and the spirit of deception. Help me to bind the spirit of doubt, God, and the spirit of foolishness, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and that I will be hungry for more of you, hungry for your word, hungry for your presence. And the more hungry I am for your word and the more hungry I am for your presence, Lord, then I'll make a joyful noise unto you. I'll put a praise on my lips, because praise is what welcomes you into our situation. Praise is what welcomes you into our midst. And praise, your word says, is comely. God, meaning it's fitting for the upright. So, God, put a yes in my soul and put a praise on my lips, but I may offer unto you a sacrifice of praise on this day. My soul says yes. My soul says yes to my Lord. My soul says yes. My soul says yes to your will. My soul says yes. My soul says yes to your way. Come the more and have your way in me on this day. Put a yes in my soul, Lord, I pray. Put a yes in my soul, oh Lord, as I walk throughout this narrow way. Bless your people everywhere they may be. Lord, I thank you for those that are calling in from across the nation. I thank you for those that are calling in from the local ministry. And Lord, I pray that you would encourage us to be bold witnesses as you prepare us for 2018. Day 11 of our 31 days of prayer, Lord, we are praying for the pastor's family everywhere. And so I pray for my pastor's family. I pray that you bless Bishop Thomas and his family, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray that you would bless Mother Thomas, that you would continue to strengthen her, encourage her, and bless her, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray, oh God, that you would bless, oh God, his sons, oh God, his six sons, Lord, and their families, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I pray that you bless the ministries, God, St. Stephen's Church of God in Christ family, and the New Community Temple Church of God in Christ family, Lord, that you would bless them and keep them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Help me not to become haughty, or God, to become careless, Lord, or to become, God, numb to the needs of those that preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. We stand on the line, oh God, for others so continuously, and oftentimes, Lord, we don't think about ourselves. We don't focus on ourselves. We don't focus in on our families, Lord. So while we focus on the lives of others, Lord, stir up those in the midst of us that will be willing to call out the names of the pastor's family, that you would bless them and keep them, Lord, that you would strengthen them and stir them up, oh Lord. And if they don't know you in the pardon of their sins, it's not that they don't know you, God, they don't know the word, but they have chosen not to receive or accept the gospel of Jesus Christ, that you would have mercy upon them, Lord, and that you would save in the pastor's family, Lord, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh God, it's a great falling away even in the midst of the pastor's family. And Lord, I ask that you would have mercy and that you will save, Lord, and so that our labor won't be in vain. Lord, we're laboring for those, God, that are outside of our family, Lord, and oftentimes members of our family, God, they don't take your word and apply it to their lives. But Lord, have mercy. Have mercy. Have mercy, Lord, today, and save amongst the families of the preacher, God, in the name of Jesus, and stir up in those that are working. We're grateful for those that work. We're grateful for those that labor. We're grateful for those that remain steadfast in ministry. And so, Lord, we pray that you would bless this day. Pastors everywhere, their families everywhere, the first ladies everywhere, the ministries that undergird the preacher, God. We pray for them as well, that they'll have all of the necessary resources, Lord, to be able to sow into the ministry, God, so that the pastor, Lord, won't have to work three or four jobs, Lord. God, send the resources that the churches, that the preachers, that the pastors need, oh God, that they may be able to labor for you, and that our labor will not be in vain. Thank you, God, for another chance to say yes, and thank you, God, for all of your many manifold blessings. Now, God, take us to our different destinations today, and be a blessing to us. Be a fence all around us and keep us all day long. That's our prayer. That's our petition. That's our mission. Get the glory out of our lives as you put a yes in our souls on this day. Have your way in us. Be pleased with us, and we'll be careful to give you all the glory and all the honor and all the praise. It's in the magnificent and wonderful and mighty name of Jesus Christ we pray this morning. We say thank God, amen, and amen.